Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The investigation into the Conflans-Sainte-Honorine attack continues. Seven suspects were presented to a judge following the assassination of Samuel Paty. Among them, Abdelhakim Sefrioui, an Islamist activist. His pro-Palestinian collective was dissolved this morning in the Council of Ministers. The suspect will be indicted for complicity in an assassination in connection with a terrorist enterprise, as explained by the National Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor. Among the suspects, also two schoolchildren aged 14 and 15, who are suspected of having designated the teacher to the terrorist. And this evening, the entire country will pay tribute to Samuel Paty. The national tribute is scheduled at 7:30 p.m. in the courtyard of the Sorbonne University in Paris, a very symbolic location. The ceremony will be chaired by Emmanuel Macron, who will posthumously award the Legion of Honor to the professor who was killed last week. 400 people will also be present, including around 100 students from the region Île-de-France. New departments will switch to maximum alert, as announced this afternoon by the government's spokesperson, Gabriel Attal. The list will be unveiled tomorrow evening by Prime Minister Jean Castex, who will provide an update on the epidemic. And has the government made mistakes in the management of the health crisis? This question is at the heart of Edouard Philippe's hearing. The former Prime Minister is currently being heard for the first time by the Commission of Inquiry of the National Assembly. A word of soccer to finish with the continuation of the first day of the Champions League tonight. Marseille rediscovers the joys of the European Cup with the trip to Greece to play on the field of the Olympiakos. The game begins at 9 o'clock. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.